Amen. Thank you, Father, through our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. Thank you, Christ, for dying for us and being our mediator, our redeemer, our Savior, and that we can live for you today. And through you, we come to our Father. Amen. Today, we're going to do a teaching on Ammon, which is really supposedly translated as Amun, as Amun. And that is what we translate into faith. And we're going to see the first usage is Genesis 15:6, and it's a verb. I'm going to teach that Ammon. So you spell it A-M-A-N. This is where we get the word it's not A-man, it's A-man. It's not Abraham, is Abraham. So whenever you see an A, it's usually an A. It's not a, we go A. It's not an A, it's A. So it's Amen. This is Ammon. And Amen means, you know, so be it. You know, so when somebody says, they're joining in, when somebody, in, you know, when you're in a prayer, they say Amen. But Genesis 15:6, first usage of Ammon with Abraham. And yeah, let's just look at 4. And lo, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this one, you know, this is nice too. When people get to, you know, John 1:1, the word, you know, people don't understand Hebrew. The word of Yahweh is saying, and so whenever you see the word, who's the word from?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. And so John 1:1 should be, in the beginning was the word of Yahweh.
Yeah.
And the word of Yahweh, you know, goes on and on and on. It's, whenever you say the word, it's automatically implied the word, whose word?
It's the word, not a word.
And here it is. The word of Yahweh is going to speak unto Abraham. It's not Yahweh speaking to Abraham. It's the word of Yahweh. See? It's real common all the way through here, so people make things complicated. No, this isn't complicated. And lo, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this one shall not be thine heir, but one who cometh forth of thy body, he shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look steadfastly, I say unto you, towards the heavens and number the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said to him, thus shall be thy seed. And he had Ammon, this is Abraham, or Abram, he had Ammon in Yahweh, so he reckoned it to him as righteousness. So we're going to see the word, the connection of Ammon or faith with seen or unseen. We'll give you a little definition on the theological word
certainty.
Study of the Old Testament. Pardon me?
Was that certainty?
Yeah, certainty.
Did you get that in another sheet?
Yeah, we've got that. It's not trust. There's no blind Ammon, blind faith. You know, so we have our word faith is really take it by faith, which means an abstract. You know, the sun rising, take it by faith. Well, that's absolute certainty. So nobody would say that. Well, take the sun rising by faith. No, that does it every day. Ammon. This very important concept in biblical doctrine gives clear evidence of the biblical meaning of faith in contradistinction to the many popular conceptions of the term. At the heart of the meaning, the root of the idea of certainty. Certainty, and this is borne out by the New Testament definition of faith found in Hebrews 11:1, which we're going to hit, Hebrews 11. The basic root idea is firmness or certainty. And that's in the theological word book, and it goes on, it's about 2 pages. The noun, so we got to understand, in Hebrew, and Hebrew is actually Ibri, I-B-R-I. So I think if you, we spell Hebrew, if you got rid of the H, you got rid of the W. It'd be E-B-R-E. Hebrew. You know, just get rid of the H, get rid of the W. That's what the word, and actually, the Geneva Bible in 1500s would spell it something like that. It'd be E-B-R-E-W, I think. And, you know, so it's not Hebrew. I'm going to say Hebrew. It's Ibrahim. The noun is only used, I mean, the verb is used 108 times, and the noun is used only 5 times. And it's spelled E-N-U- and A.
Wait a minute, what is that? That's the verb?
E-N, this is the noun. And as they pronounce it, it is M-U-N-A. M-U-N-A. So E-M, M-U, U, and N-A, N-A. So 3 syllables. I'm not going to say that, but that's the actual basis of it. What we're going to see is connecting seen with Aman. And so one thing they should always say is, you know, Hebrews 11:1 was way after, you know, Genesis 15 with Abraham. So we're going to, really what we're going to see is that, you know, taking things by faith, no. And we're going to see seen and believing. Or then we're told you must believe before you can see, right? And we'll go to that in John 4:48. We're going to say, show us something and we'll believe. And what does Christ usually say? Believe and I'll show you something. John 4:48. Yahushua therefore said unto him, except signs and wonders you see, in no wise will you believe. Right? The courier said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Yahushua said unto him, be going thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed in the word which Yahushua spoke to him, and at once went his way. This is what we're going to see. You know, we see things, but the things that we see is Yahweh's word. What Yahweh says, we do. So we're actually seeing what he writes, and we believe what he has, and then we actually see the results. And we'll go over examples of that. Now, well, let's go to 6:30, same book of John, next page. Another example. They said therefore unto him, what then art thou doing by way of signs that we may see and believe in thee? Where art thou working? So seeing is very important. We don't have to see in the physical realm. So we know that Abraham, what did he see? It was a revelation. The revelation that came to him and said, you're going to have a son from your own body.
Look up there.
Okay, did he see something physical? No. He heard it. So it's a vision. It's a revelation that's coming down here. The difference is that was good enough for him. And he took it. And so he actually saw before he believed. But what he actually saw was the word of Yahweh.
He heard
the word of Yahweh. So we don't want to say, well, have faith. Faith in what? In certainty in what? It's certainty in what Yahweh has spoken. That's where we come down to. So let's just kind of go to that. And Exodus 4, and we're going to see the seeing first and then believing. Seeing first and then believing. And then it's going to be reversed, believing, and then you'll see. Exodus 4, 1 through 5 with Moses. And problem we have today with many times of our, with, you know, our churches are many times demonically influenced. You know, that goes without saying. Doesn't mean they're bad, but they're under the influence of demonic influence. And one is, I want you to speak in tongues. Well, it says that, so I must be able to do that. Well, I don't know how to see you to do that. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to move my mouth, my lips, my tongue. And that is seeing what the word says, and then just actually doing it, which becomes the manifestation. Same way with the prophecy. Same way the church will say, no, 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 that doesn't exist because we don't see anything. See? Mm-hmm. And it appears. And even if they do see it, they're going to say, well, that's being made up. You know, so whatever happens, that is no faith. You know, no amount. There's no certainty whatsoever. On the contrary, he says just the opposite. In Exodus 4, verse 1, we're going to see. They encountered them, responded Moses, and said, and lo, they will not believe, and Moses said, they will not believe me, neither hearken to my voice, for they will say, Yahweh hath not appeared unto thee. And Yahweh said unto him, what is this in thy hand? And he said, a staff. And then said he, cast to the earth. And he cast it to the earth, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from the face thereof. And Yahweh said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. So he put forth his hand, and laid hold of it, and became a staff in his hand, that they may believe. See, here it is. He's going to show them things in order that they believe. Now, these people knew about Abraham, right? Abraham and Sarah. You know, these are all Ibris, all right? But what we're going to do is encounter, we're going into a place that is not written. And what's not written is, I'm your Savior. Oh, great. Well, that's not good enough. Prove it. Prove it. So Yahweh's going to say, I'm going to prove it to you. And that's where he saw it. That they may believe that Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared unto them. He's going to show them signs, as we know that happened, 8 and 9. Thus shall it come to pass, if they will not believe thee, nor hearken to the voice of the first sign, then they will believe the voice of the second sign. That's great help. They do the voice of the second time. This thing speaking to them. And then will they believe the voice of the next sign. As it come to pass, if they will not believe even these two signs, nor hearken to thy voice, then shall they take of the water in the river and pour it out of the dry land. So shall the water which thou hast taken from the river become, yea, it has become blood on the dry land. And we know in verse 30 and 31,
in what?
Chapter, same chapter. And Aharon spake all the words which Yahweh had spoken unto Moses, that did the signs before the eyes of the people. And the people what? Believed. So they saw, and then they believed. Which is very important, because things, as we know, things are going to get very tough, you know, on this. And so we're going to see that also happens. I think the day of Pentecost is very good on that case. Which is the Festival of Weeks, and that was the first time people spoke in tongues. And why would people not believe? Because it's not written that was ever going to happen. And so all of a sudden, the crowd sees these people speaking in tongues, in their own language that they're hearing, and that's Acts 2, and then they heard, and then they what? Believed. And 3,000 were immersed. Okay, so we can see that. Now let's go to Romans 1, verse 15. And this is about faith too, so we're going to see, but, you know, let's weave this together. Thus the earnestness on my part unto you also who are in Roma. And actually Rome is not the right name. The actual name of it is Roma, two syllables. Someone's got to change that. To announce a joyful message. For I'm not ashamed of the joyful message, for it is Yahweh's power unto salvation to everyone that believeth, both unto Jews and Greeks. For righteousness of God, or Yahweh, is therein revealed by faith, or certainty unto certainty. So I have to say, what's going on here? Even a faith in what? I mean, I'm certain of what? So I have to say, faith, certain of what? But he that is righteous by faith shall live. For there is being revealed an anger of Yahweh from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who the truth and unrighteousness do hold down. And this is very important. Inasmuch as what they may be known of Yahweh is manifested unto them. Well, how is that manifested? By our visual senses, our five senses. For Yahweh unto them hath made it manifest. Well, how did he make himself manifest? For the unseen things of him. Now watch this. The unseen things of him from a world's creation by the things made be perceived or clearly what? Seen. So the unseen things are seen. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. That is the certainty. The unseen thing would be is going to be the word of Yahweh, because we're going to break down. Because we know anybody around here looks at their creation and says, well, there's a creator. Period. Why? Because the unseen things, which I'm seeing in creation, but I don't see the creator. He doesn't make himself, but I know there's a creator there. It's very clearly seen. Even his eternal power and divinity, to the end that they should be without excuse. So that's the other thing, too. You can tell a person there is no atheist and there's no agnostic. Because everybody will be judged, because inherently we are born with information with our senses that there's a creator. Now, who the creator is, that's another thing. A cow doesn't have that. You know, I started thinking of it the other day, too. We can kind of mock non-Christians and say the Big Bang. You know, I was eating mulberry. There's a season for mulberries, and it's like candy off a tree that's coming from the soil. So here's something that comes from the dirt and sunshine, and it's sweet like candy. And I'm going to say, well, thank you, Big Bang, for this mulberry tree and for these mulberries. And just kind of mock them. Oh, thank you, Big Bang, for my life and my father and my mother. Thank you, Big Bang, for Earth rotating on its axis. Thank you, Big Bang. And just, let's just play the game. And they would be, it's mocking them is what it comes down to, because that's what you're saying. The Big Bang did all this. Okay, let's thank Big Bang. You know, Big Bang. Okay. So, we go to a step where all of a sudden the unseen things are this. Okay, now, where is our certainty is going to come is from the written word of Yahweh. So once we start testing the word of Yahweh and we start reading it, and it makes complete sense. You know, it's the only document, and if you look at any other thing that's supposed to be talking about creation, it's only the word of Yahweh that's going to bring that information up there. So obviously, then, as we can see, you know, a mulberry manifesting the Father, we can also see this written word is manifesting the Father. And then if he's communicating with us, we can't see him, we never will. If then we're going to say, that's what I'm seeing. So it's real simple. He says, give and you shall receive. Okay. What am I going to do? He said it. So that's my seeing. The instructions, give. And I'm going to give then. And I'm not going to see the physical manifestation until actually I believe and do it. And then all of a sudden I go, hey, it works. I prospered. That's where faith is. And so we've got uncertain Yahweh's word. Yeah, so acting on Yahweh's word is seeing results. So there is no blind faith, you know, as we would call it. There's actually a band called Blind Faith. But it has nothing to do with the word. And most people don't think, would even know what faith even means. Now, we're going to go to Hebrews 11. the faith chapter, or the Amon chapter. And we'll start seeing this in verse 1. We'll start seeing this seen and unseen. And people will do 11:1 on the certainty of Amon. Now, this is going to be the Greek word pistis, you know, or pisto, and that's the Greek. But when you're looking at Amon, in Genesis, what was it, 16:5? You know, 15:6. The Greek Septuagint used pistis for Amon. Okay. That's what we're going to see here, too. The faith, or Amon, is of things hoped for. Now, watch this. Things hoped for. What am I hoping for is what Yahweh has promised. So Yahweh has promised something. I'm just not hoping for something. So we have to say, okay, Yahweh has promised me something. And I have a confidence, a fact, a conviction when they are not seen. So you get to see the certainty coming into how they're doing, you know, the conviction, the confidence, the conviction of things not seen. Why? Because his word says it, and if I do it, I will see it.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not walking out blindly. No, his word says that. For there, whereby well attested were the ancients. By faith, we understand the ages to have been fitted together by the declaration of Yahweh. Why? Because he has written this. Mm-hmm. He told us that the creation came by his word. And Yahweh said, let there be light. To the end that not out of things appearing should that which is seen have come into existence. So we know matter does not create. You know, matter is dead, it's lies there dormant. Something has to make the matter in the first place, and then somebody has to generate life and motion into the matter, and it's like one of the basic laws of physics with Isaac Newton, if something is in rest, it remains in rest until it's put into motion.
Amen.
So everything is at rest. Here, let's just say all the matter was here. It's all at rest. What put it into the motion? And that's where they said Big Bang. Who's Big Bang? You know, it becomes ridiculous. And then all of a sudden you got order. You got planets, everybody's like on a clock. We don't crash into each other. And then we got, you know, food, and we got this, and we got this. You know, we got human beings, everything else. But we see that. To the end that not out of things appearing should that which is seen have come into existence. By faith, with Abel and Cain, why are they doing a sacrifice? Because Adam, the parents, told them to. This would please Yahweh. So they're doing something, and they're going to see the results after they do it. But they're told to do it. You do it, so Cain's going to see it, and Abel and Cain are going to see it. Abel's going to see a positive manifestation. Cain's going to see no manifestation. As we can see right here. By faith, a fuller sacrifice did Abel offer unto Yahweh than Cain, through which he received witness that he was righteous, there being a witness upon his gifts by Yahweh. Well, Cain, you know, Abel's, there was a testimony, a witness, that it pleased him. Well, it had to be something. You know, a light, a cloud, a bugle went off, and through it, though he died, he yet is speaking. Okay, let's go. But that was now by faith Enoch was translated so as not to see death, and was not found because that Yahweh had translated him. For before the translation, he had received witness that he had become well pleasing unto Yahweh. But apart from faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing. So it has to be apart from faith. Certainty. Certainty in what?
The Word.
The Word of Yahweh. Well, I never saw Yahweh write it. That made any difference. You test it just like the creation. You know, there's a manifestation. We know it's a loving creator. Otherwise, we wouldn't have what we have. And so we ended up finding a book that somebody's written it down. Or Abram, and supernatural things happened in their life. You know, we saw with Isaac. Isaac was blessed a hundredfold. So everybody could say, Yahweh's with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right? And so we want to be friends with you because we want Yahweh to be with us. So Isaac did, Aaron brought this up, you know, Isaac did not go down to Egypt, but stayed even though there was a famine, and Yahweh blessed him a hundredfold. Why were you going to Egypt? Because there was a famine. Well, how can you get a hundredfold when there's a famine? And that's what all the other guys were saying too. How is this guy blessed? He's so blessed. Yahweh's with him. And so they see the results. Let's see here. But apart from faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing, for he that approaches unto Yahweh must need have certainty that he is, and that to them who seek him out, a rewarder he becomes. You have to seek him out in order to get the results. By faith, Noah, now watch, having received intimation concerning the things not yet seen. So what did Noah, well, Yahweh told him we're going to flood. So he got information. Did he see anything? No. But he heard from Yahweh, he built the ark, and then the rains came. Concerning things he had not yet seen, and that's the same way with us too. If I am poor and Yahweh's telling me to give, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to get poorer that way. Well, Yahweh says, no, I will bless you. And so then we go, okay, he says he's going to bless me. I give, and then I receive. And filled with reverence, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world, and of the righteousness by the way of faith became heir. And we do that every day. This is kind of, you know, the ending, where if I am speaking in tongues, I do that because Yahweh tells me to do it. He tells me it's beneficial. If I pray every day, I do that. It's in faith. You know, it's in certainty because Yahweh tells me to do that. So when we start looking at our daily lives, daily praying, speaking in tongues, prophesying. Why? Because Yahweh says to. Giving, Yahweh says to. Why do we do the Ten Commandments? Because Yahweh says to. And we know we're going to get a reward if we do that. And that's all. These are all faith walks. This is what we're doing. There's going to be a new earth? Yeah, we know there's going to be a new earth. And that's what we're living for. That's why we're sacrificing today, because of the new earth that we're going to live for. Are we going to get rewards? Yeah, we're doing that. You know, no different than saving in an IRA. You're foregoing instant gratification for gratification later in a lot greater manner. A judgment, we know there's a judgment day, so we don't do things that we are tempted to do because we know we're going to be judged for that. And that's faith. That is certainty. Blessings and cursings, word of knowledge, the nine manifestations of the Ruach, you know, word of knowledge, you know, tongues of interpretation, prophecy, miracles, faith, healings, all these things we do. And so once a person enters into this field, they receive Holy Ruach, and the only reason we can do that is you have to commit, and then you receive the gift of Holy Ruach. And then not only does His Word speak to us and we have to obey it, but we're going to get additional information throughout our life, going right, going left, don't do this, do this. And we're going to have that supernatural information, communication, as did Moses and other people, on how to be prosperous and have a successful life and live a long life. And boy, many times early deaths by that communication. So that is how we're looking at it right now. You know, walking by faith, those are all faith walks. And that's why it's pleasing to Yahweh. And it says right here, where back at four. Six. But apart from faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing. What is faith? What is certainty? Our certainty is on the things that Yahweh has said, which is right here, and we do what He says, and that results in certainty. And he that approaches unto Yahweh must needs have faith that He is, and that to them who seek Him out, which we do, we talk to Him, we communicate to Him, we give. A rewarder He becometh. Okay, and we receive the rewards. And we went to Noah. By faith being called, Abram obeyed. Now remember, he still got a contact. So remember, there's always something before the faith. And he said, Abram, leave the cities. Okay, that's a revelation. He didn't see there wasn't a messenger that came to him. Or even if there was, it disappeared. That's a message, and he did. So he heard something, leave the city, and he actually did it. Abraham obeyed to come forth into a place he was destined to receive for an inheritance, and he came forth not well knowing whether he was coming. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a foreign land. And so he made a sacrifice also. So guess what? Half this world is probably evil, at least probably half or more. You know, and Noah's time, how was that?
Yeah.
But probably 99.9999% was evil. So you only had eight people.
Yeah.
Just eight people. And what Yahweh's saying is, don't go that way. Go the way I'm going to tell you. Okay, so is that going to be difficult? Yes, it is. Are people going to hate you? Yes, it is. We take that. You know, we take that as a banner, actually. You know, some people won't put things on their car because they're afraid their car will get keyed. Well, I celebrate that. If my car got keyed, boy, Yahweh's going to be excited because I am manifesting His by His Scripture. If you're going to key my car because of Scripture, I'm going to be rewarded great. See? By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as a foreign land, in tents dwelling along with Isaac and Jacob, the joint heirs of the same promise. For he was away in the city, having foundations, who architect and builder is Yahweh. So we've got to remember, this is not our home. And we take that with certainty because Yahweh says, this is not your home. We have a new home, and that was Genesis 1:1, you know, we're talking about here's paradise. I mean, here's the tree of life. We're going to partake of the tree of life and live forever. We made that decision. But you're going to pay a price for that because you can't walk as the world. You can't be loving the world. And the thing's in it. So we get into a covenant and say, we will not do that. Let's see here. But we're going to realize, and we're going to talk about the promise. And these guys walked by faith, didn't receive the promise. Well, what is the promise? Resurrected life. The new earth is the promise. So did Abraham see that? No. Now think about that. If Abraham and all these people are in heaven, like the church teaches, did they receive the promise? Yeah. Because they're in heaven. Right? But it's going to say right here, 13, in faith, all these died, not bearing away the promises. But from afar, beholding and saluting them, and confessing that strangers and sojourners were they upon the land. These, in faith, all these died, not bearing away the promises. Well, the promises is the city, mm-hmm, that Abraham's looking for.
And the land.
Well, you said when he died, he's in that city. Well, it says right here, by faith all these died, not bearing away their promises. No, they're waiting, they're dead, waiting for the resurrection. By faith, even Sarah herself received power for founding a seed, even beyond the season of life's prime, seeing that faithful she reckoned him that had promised. So she had to have, what was her certainty on? You're going to have a child. I grab that. She grabbed that, and guess what? As she went through the motions, do you have to have sexual intercourse to have a child? Yes, you do. So if she should have said, well, I'm not going to have sexual intercourse, then no child. So obviously she goes through this and said, okay, she's 90 years old, he's 100. Well, wherefore, even from one who is born as to these things, one who hath become dead, like the stars of the heaven for a multitude, and as the sand that is by the lip of the sea, that cannot be numbered. Sarah is supposed to be the stars in the heaven for Abraham and Sarah. How many stars did Sarah see?
Zero.
Well, one.
One.
Isaac.
Isaac. How many did Abraham receive? Three. Yeah, Esau, Jacob, and Isaac. I mean, Esau, Jacob, and Isaac. So he saw three stars, and she saw one star, and they died. Well, that's, you know, but people have them in heaven, which means they see all the stars. No. Because you got thousands of people coming after him. So it's ridiculous. People are dead while Christ was resurrected. All right, because he was the firstborn from among the dead. That is our hope. Let's go back here. 14. For they who such things as these are saying make it clear that of a brittle home they are in quest. So that's all of our hope of the home, the city of Yahweh. And if indeed of that they had been mindful from which they had come out, they might in that case have had opportunity to return. But now after a better one are they reaching, that is a heavenly. Wherefore Yahweh is not ashamed of them to be invoked as their Elohim. And he prepared for them a city. And he hath prepared for them a city. That's our promise. By faith, Abraham, when tested, offered up Isaac. Why did he do that? It's because Yahweh told him to. So he had the verbal instruction, offer up Isaac, and so he went and did it. And the only begotten would he have offered up unto who the promise had accepted, even him of whom it had been said, in Isaac shall there be called to thee a seed, accounting that even from among the dead. Now here's the other thing too. If people went to heaven upon death, then Yahweh, Abraham kills Isaac, he puts him in heaven, right? No, because right here it says, accounting that even from among the dead, Yahweh was able to awaken him. Whence even in similitude, he buried him away. And why do people believe that people are in heaven? Because they want to. That's the 2 Timothy 4:3-4. There will be a season when the helpful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own covetings will they heap unto them teachers, because they have itching ears, and from the truth they will turn, and unto stores they will go. I forget the last part of it. That's why the doctrines that are in the church with Mary, the Mother of God, and things like that, these are all what people want. Jesus as a God because I can see him. Mary as a mediator between God because I can see her. And so you just create things because of covetings. 20. By faith, even concerning things to come, did Isaac bless Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when he had died, blessed each of his sons of Joseph and bowed and worshiped on top of the staff. By faith, Joseph, when drawn into his end concerning the exodus of the sons of Israel, called remembrance, and concerning his bones, gave commandment. By faith, Moses, when born, and this is good, because was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw, right, seen, that goodly was a child, and were not frightened at the decree of the king. By faith, Moses, when grown up, refused to be called the son of a daughter of Pharaoh, rather choosing to be jointly suffering ill treatment with the people of God. And there it is. This is what the trade-off is. To get the promise of life, age, abiding, you're going to have ill treatment. Are you willing to do that? And most people aren't. Most Christians will not put a Christian emblem on their vehicle or on their clothing because they'll get ill treatment. For then, for a season, will have sins, enjoyment, accounting as greater riches than Egypt treasures the reproach of the Anointed One. For he was looking away unto the recompense and that is the recompense, the getting paid, and that is the city of Yahweh, the new earth, life as your body. By faith he forsook Egypt, not put in fear of the wrath of the king. Why did he forsake Egypt? Because Yahweh told him to. And that's, by doing that, he, his certainty he left. For as seeing him who cannot be seen, he persevered. For as seeing him who cannot be seen. So see, there it is with the faith, the unseen. You know, so here's the unseen, the word, the instructions. I do with the instructions, and then I see the results. And so what you're saying is, you know, he's throwing out staffs. This is coming to pass. Do this. He's coming to pass. You know, the sea splits. This is coming to pass.
You need faith to even believe there is?
Yeah, we already know that. Yeah, everybody already knows there's a creator. By faith, they pass through the Red Sea as over dry land. And that's 29. That's Exodus 14, 15. You know, and Yahweh said, go forth. All right? Which the Egyptians sees an attempt to do were swallowed up. Well, Yahweh didn't tell the Egyptians to cross over. And so, that, you got the results. By faith, the walls of Jericho fail. Why? Let me see here, 30. That's Yahushua chapter 6, or Joshua chapter 6. Yahweh tell them, you're going to encircle the city. Having been surrounded for 7 days, by faith, Rahab the harlot perished not with him who refused to yield. Why? Let's see here, that's... And Joshua 2:9, because the people, she knew that Yahweh was the God of these people. You know, so she became welcome, despised with peace. And what more can I say? For time will fail me when I go on to tell you concerning Gideon. Well, he heard a revelation. Barak heard a revelation. Samson heard a revelation. Jephthah did. David also, he got anointed. Samuel. Did Yahweh contact Samuel? Yeah, he's a little kid. And the prophets. So we're going through this. Let me see here. Okay. And I think we'll stop there. So, we see first through the word of Yahweh or the revelation. And because a part of our life is not part of this world, we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is Yahweh. And we're promising that, so and we're foregoing many of our, what did Moses say? To be joined, suffering ill treatment with the people of Yahweh, then for a season to be having sin's enjoyment. So we turn off sin's enjoyment, and I don't want it. I want to be with the people of Yahweh. Christ says, if they hate me, they're going to hate you. I embrace that. I'm not surprised when it happens. I'm surprised if it not happens. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. And so, that is Ammon. So we'll go ahead and hear from our Heavenly Father. According to 1 Corinthians 14, a word of prophecy.
Just a minute, please.
Speak my word and let my word melt into your heart and be part of your life, but you must ingest it. You have to ingest it. You have to read it. You have to think about it. You have to meditate upon it, or it cannot be activated. So without doing that, you will not live to the capacity that I have designed you to live. So embrace my word and ingest it daily, minute by minute, in order that you may be inspired to do great things and serve me in a greater capacity than you could ever imagine. Amen.
Amen.